Wednesday, 18 weeks in the ordinary time one. The first reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14. The Lord said to Moses, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I give to the people of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, everyone a leader among them." At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying out the land. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long shall this wicked congregation murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the people of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say to them, 'As I live, say the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. The dead body shall fall in this wilderness, and of all your number, numbered from 20 years old and upward, who have murmured against me. According to the number of the days in which you spied out of the land, 40 days, and for every day a year, you shall bear your iniquity 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure. I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely this will I do to all this wicked congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall come to a full end, and they shall die there.'" The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and cried, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "That, Lord, even the dog eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. We must patiently overcome trials and sufferings to be successful. Many people want to be successful. They dream and weave up their life with many splendid glories. For example, to become well-known person in the history or the contemporary. But when they are out of the dream and must face sacrificial suffering, their dream is shattered like wave of the ocean. They forget the reality which all people must experience. They must endure sacrificial suffering before reaching their desired result. Today's reading illustrates two opposite attitudes of humankind. In the first reading, the Israelites were very interested when they heard their spy report their mission about the promised land in Canaan. But when they heard about the tall and strong soldier and the firm security of that region, they no longer desired the promised land because they feared that they must pay the price with their suffering and death. They gathered together and cried out their repeated words, "We want to return to Egypt, to oppose God and Moses." The gospel reported a different attitude. There is a Canaanite woman who begged Jesus to heal her daughter from possessing by a demon. Though she was heavily tested by Jesus and his disciples, she decided to overcome all trials until she got what she wanted. Jesus, surprised at her expression of faith, and gave to her what she asked for. Second, analysis, the first reading. "How long shall this wicked congregation murmur against me?" First, the reason for the Israelites murmuring against God. There are two things God wants to do for the Israelites. First, He wants to set them free from being slavery to the Egyptians. Secondly, He wants to lead them to the promised land, which He promised to their forefathers, so they can become a great nation, to prepare them for prosperity. God said to Moses, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I give to the people of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, everyone a leader among them." At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying out of the land. The spies reported to Moses and the whole congregation of Israel what they saw in that land. To understand what they reported, please read the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14. In general, the Israelites' eyes were widely opened when they heard about the land full of milk and honey, the bundle of trade which must be carried by two persons. But their eyes were darkened when they heard about the strong soldiers and their firm guarded ones. The fear of fighting and death loomed large and overcame their dream of being settled in that land. So the whole congregation cried aloud, and people wept that whole night. They wanted to return to Egypt, or at least to live in the desert so they could safely die. Hearing their laments, God said again to Moses and Aaron, "How long shall this wicked congregation murmur against me? I have heard the murmuring of the people of Israel Weekday murmurs again me. Second point, the results of their complaining. God commanded to Moses and Aaron that, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and of all your number, number from the 20-year-old and upward, who have murmured against me, according to the number of the day in which you spy out the land, 40 days, for every day a year, you shall bear your iniquity. 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure. I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely this will I do to all this wicked congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall come to a full end, and there they shall die. According to God's words, the Israelites must endure the following punishment. First, they must wander in the desert for 40 years, even though the distance from the Red Sea when they get out of Egypt to Promised Land is only about some day. 40 days of spying became 40 years of exile in the desert. And all the spies who told the people to rebel shall be killed, except Caleb and Joshua, because the two men didn't rebel against God and Moses. Second, their generation from 20-year-old and up shall gradually be dead in the desert according to their complaint. Although Moses sincerely asked God to forgive them, the generation of their descendants shall enter into the Promised Land because they didn't rebel against God then. Second, the gospel. The solid faith of the Canaanite women. In 3 years of his active ministry, Jesus rarely went out of the Israelite territory. All the gospel reported only one time the event in which Jesus went to Tyre and Sidon, two very prosperous cities of the ancient Near East, which lie on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Third point, the woman loved her daughter. She was hurt when she saw her daughter possessed by the devil. Her immense love was the motivation for her to overcome all obstacles, to come to Jesus and to cry out to him, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Second point, the women firmly believe in Jesus. Many obstacles which she must overcome, but she overcame all because she believed that only Jesus can heal her daughter. Third, the obstacle of being ignored by Jesus. She probably begged Jesus to heal her daughter many times, but Jesus ignored her. She overcame the obstacle of being ignored. Second, the obstacle of prejudice. Jesus and his disciples are Jews. Why she is from Phoenicia, a Canaanite region. According to Josephus, the historian, the Canaanites are the Jew enemies. They want to do nothing with each other. When urged by disciples to listen to her, send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The women overcame the obstacle of prejudice. Third, the obstacle of heavy testing. Jesus seriously tested her faith when he said to her, It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. How many people have courage to stay when someone say the word to them? But the women had courage, not only to stay, but also to humbly express her faith. Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scrap that fall from the table of their masters. Faith is needed to be tested, as gold is tried by faith, to find out which one is the true gold. Many commentators try to soften Jesus' word by concentrating on the word dog and explain that it is the word for puppy or young dogs. They must accept the fact that faith must be tested by many different ways, either by attacking one's dignity, possession, or even life. The woman overcame the heavy testing of her dignity. Third point. Jesus have mercy on her and heal her daughter. After testing her faith, Jesus transformed her mind. He saw a mother's immense love for her sick daughter and an unshakable faith over all obstacles. Therefore, Jesus said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that hour. Application in life. We must go to sufferings before reaching the glory of the heavenly kingdom. If we go suffer with Jesus' suffering, we shall also co-govern with him in his kingdom. We must obey Jesus to go to the narrow gate, because the wide and easy gate only leads to destruction. Our life is compared to the Israelites' life during their 40 years in the desert. Amen.